Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today what I began yesterday, which was to take a little time to talk about the devil, the reality of the spiritual combat that we're in. We're living at a time when many, many people in the world will deny the existence of the devil, including people, some people, even our teachers in the Catholic Church, will, in different places, will say that the devil's a symbol, he's not real. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into yesterday's program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on the computer or download them on whatever device works for you to be able to listen to them at your leisure. Best thing to do is download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app, which will allow you to get access to all this great programming, Sister Ann Shields and the amazing programs that are on Ave Maria and all kinds of stuff we offer to support you and strengthen you as well at Renewal Ministries. You can listen and watch those things at your leisure. So you don't have to hear the program as early in the morning as my program is in some places in the country. You can listen to it at a reasonable hour. So yesterday was clear. We talked about what Jesus said about, you know, Satan. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's a deceiver, that he came to the Apostle John saying Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And that's really what he did. On the cross, he disarmed the principalities and powers. He brought down the kingdom and the dominion of the power of sin and death, which the devil wielded against the human race, who is subject to him because of our conniving with sin, our being under the power of original sin, and because of the blood of Jesus, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of his death on the cross, we know that he destroyed the devil's power. Humility, love, the love of God in Christ brought down the kingdom of darkness, which is all about division and lies and murder. Jesus said he was a liar from the beginning, Satan. The devil means what? He opposes God. He's the one who opposes the plan of God. That's the definition, really, of the devil, the diabolic, and many other things, you know, the church says about him. And so we talked about what the Catechism described yesterday. We talked about what Pope Paul VI and Pope Benedict XVI and Pope Francis, how they very clearly, very specifically underlined the reality and the existence of the devil. So it's so important to not fall into either extreme with the devil, because we said very clearly, like Jesus said for himself, he said, "The devil has no hold on me." There's no sin in Jesus. There's no opposition to the Father's will. Jesus is the Word, the truth, the will of God, the presence of the kingdom of God, and the devil couldn't lay hold of him. Jesus walked to Calvary in freedom. It was an act of love. It was not that he was under the domination of the devil because the devil somehow was conquering him. This was a decision by the King of Kings to save you and to save me by bringing down the opposition to the Father's kingdom, the satanic powers that were set against him. So it's important to have Jesus' perspective. Those who are baptized into Christ are no longer subject to the reign of sin and death and the devil and the whole demonic realm, the principalities and powers. You know, as it's so clear, we know that Scripture, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." So what Jesus had described, the demonic forces are still at work. They have no power over the church, ultimately. They have no power over those who are baptized into Christ, who are walking in the light, who are not yielding their lives to habit patterns of sin, and the rest of it, which is, these are like the doorways and the access points that we have, that we give the devil a chance to hold us. But before I talk about that in a little bit more detail, I just want to express something of the deceptions and the lies of the devil. It's important for us to be able to be alert to that. Remember, Jesus said, "You are my friends. I've revealed to you all that the Father has given to me. I love you and I've laid down my life for you." Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. And as the Father has loved him, so the Father loves you." God is love. God has made you to reach the heights of the ultimate fulfillment of the desires of your heart, to share in the life and the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in absolute freedom. But no eye can see, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for those who love him. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus not only says, you are my friend, but as John the Apostle said, oh, beloved, we're God's children now. We've been adopted into the family of God. We've been forgiven. We've been cleansed. And now we are temples of the living God. They knew it, the transforming power of that reality. Well, that light, all that I'm talking about, that's light. Scripture talks about it as the light, the revelation, the mystery that was hidden for all ages. Jesus, the light of the world, has exposed the darkness, has brought down the kingdom of darkness, has communicated to us all that the Father has given to him. Now, what the devil tries to do is he comes faking as a friend. He comes and he serves up for us temptations, deceptions at points of vulnerability that we might have. And he tries to seduce us, just like he did with our first parents. Did God really tell you not to eat from that tree? Really? Now, why would he do that? That tree of knowledge of good and evil? You know why I think he doesn't want you to eat from that tree? He doesn't want you to be like him. He doesn't want you to have his power. He's keeping you down. He's really, and sowing doubt, and they were seduced to believe the lie. And we do that too with sin. Like, hey, I'm feeling bad. And you know, the devil's like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are feeling bad. You deserve a little consolation. Have another drink. Have another one. Have another one. Or, you know, snort a little coke. Smoke some dope. You know, do something because you deserve what? You deserve comfort. You deserve to escape. You deserve pleasure. And he'll lead you right in and you'll say yes to it in a moment of weakness. I mean, this is what sin is for all of us, friends. It masquerades as there's some good there. There's something that our fallen nature is attracted to, and the devil, he dangles it in front of us at our weakest moments, and he acts like he's our friend. And as soon as we say yes to sin, then he's all over us like stink on a skunk. He's there lying, deceiving, condemning. And he wants to condemn us. He wants to create a storyline for your life that isn't true. He wants to silence the storyline that God has for you, that you become a child of God, that your sins are forgiven, that 70 times, 7 times a day, you can repent. The church is always there. The sacrament of reconciliation is always there. That God's grace is enough for you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. These are realities. These are truths. And the devil wants to get us to live on a whole different level and live by a different narrative. He lies to us, for example, you know. God has not given you enough. He's not given you enough gifts. He's not given you enough. He hasn't given you the right family. He hasn't given you friendships. He hasn't given you money. He hasn't given you talents. He hasn't given you opportunities. He's left you hanging. He's holding you back from what is good for you somehow. That, wait a minute, if I go this way, if I get too serious about God, it's going to cost me. It's going to ruin my weekend. I'm not sure it's going to benefit me. And we can't trust the Lord. When he said, I've come to give you life and life to the full. That's his promise. And he's demonstrated by dying on a cross. What's the devil ever done? He won't even show his face, that deceptive, dark spirit. He's full of lies and murder. Everything he does is seduce us into slavery. Why? Because human beings are the great prize. Eternal creatures. He doesn't care about you at all. He hates your guts. He can't stand you because you bear the image of his Son, of God the Father's Son. You bear the image of God. You're infinitely valuable. I mean, friends, literally one person is more valuable than the whole globe and the whole universe. Everything's going to pass away except eternal creatures who bear the image of God. That's why the devil's after you. That's why he's after me. The devil wants to convince us that somehow God limits us. He keeps us enslaved. He doesn't want us to be like him. He wants to keep us at, you know, as our forefathers, as Adam and Eve thought, at a place of a kind of sort of enslavement. The devil tells us and whispers to us to be your own master. God's not ultimately trustworthy. what he's requiring of you is unreasonable. It's going to leave you behind, as I was saying earlier. God's an obstacle to your freedom somehow and your happiness. That's one of the big lies that's in the world today. You know, the idea that if I'm going to be happy, I've got to be free. If I'm going to be free, nobody, including God, can tell me who I am or why I'm here or what my truth is. Because if someone else tells me to live by someone else's design, if I have to obey commandments that I didn't choose for myself, I'm not free. So God is an enemy of my freedom. All kinds of lies like that. And the devil wants us to do one of the extremes or the other. Either overestimate the devil's power in the midst of all this, because sometimes, friends, when we've said yes to sin a lot, we become enslaved to sin, and it feels overwhelming. We talk about that. Addiction is one way to describe some of that. Humanity has a propensity to become addicted to sin, and we have to acknowledge that by fighting the enemy, coming into the light. But number one, don't overestimate the devil's power, because when you start becoming a slave to sin, there is power there. That's because you've given up your willpower and your freedom in Christ, and the devil wants to convince you there's no way out. No, you've done it. You've either done the ultimate sin or that you've fallen so many times, God's had it with you, everybody's had it with you, that he wants to lead you to discouragement, to despair, to see yourself, to have an image of yourself that's dominated by shame and lies and things of that nature. And then it can feel like that the devil's power is just too much. Remember, don't overestimate the power of the devil. You can always come back to Christ, repent of your sins, go to confession, get help, come out of the pain and the darkness, tell the truth. Tell the truth, just tell the truth about your life, how you feel, what's happened, and get the wisdom and the grace that comes from Christ through his church. And the Lord will lead you back to freedom. 70 times, 7 times a day, friends, keep coming back and never listen to the condemnation of the enemy, and don't let the enemy have a claim over you that he has no real claim on. He's deceiving you. He's lying to you. You can give your freedom back to Christ with Christ's help and walk in it. And don't underestimate the enemy either at the same time, like a lot of people do, pretending that he doesn't even exist. But listen to the words of Scripture. St. Peter, what does he say? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He said, be sober. That means literally don't get drunk. You know, that's one way to understand it. And be alert. Be on guard. Don't be paralyzed by fear. Don't be in panic, but just be alert. Be awake. That's the posture of a disciple. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him. How? Firm in your faith. I believe the teaching of Jesus. I believe the promises of God. I believe what the Lord has given to me. I'm believing and living and walking in what the church is teaching me, what the Scripture teaches. Now that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren all over the world, remember that. You're not alone. This battle, everybody goes through this battle at one level or another. You're not alone, and Christ's victory has already been won on the cross. There's no condemnation, as I said. So resist the devil. Tell him to get back to hell where he belongs. Tell him you're not going to listen to him, and then hold on to the words of God, the word of God. Wield the word of God against the enemy so that you can walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.